This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1991. It just so happens you can use this phrase to mark surprise and connect. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
What can you say in moments of surprise or coincidence in English? Today, get a native phrase to mark these exciting moments, plus a few other uses. Listen in today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm awesome. What's going on in your world?
Well, maybe you guys have noticed, but I got a new mic, right? Lindsay sent me over this very fancy mic. I haven't talked about it so far, but there's a reason I'm talking about it. Guys, some of you have sometimes commented on my mic. And so I just want to let you know we heard you and we have a new mic over here. So we hope things are good with that. Yes. And Lindsay,
so professional.
Did you happen to know the name of the mic?
Yeah, I do actually. It's a Shure mic. We like these Shure mics. We switched from the ATR. We won't go into the boring technical details, but we like the Shure mic. Yep.
Yes. So guys, this all goes into a question that we have today from a listener. So Lindsay, could you read the question for us?
Yes. Okay. The listener says, "Hi, Lindsay. I love your podcast so much." Oh, that is so nice to hear, Michelle. Don't you love that?
Yes.
"I've been listening to your podcast since 2021. It's been really helpful to upgrade my English skills. Now I work at a global corporation. Thanks to you." Awesome. By the way, can Michelle change her mic, please? It doesn't sound clear. The volume is unstable between you and Michelle. Well, I think sometimes this can happen if you're moving back and forth, Michelle, from the mic.
Yeah,
I've been meaning to say that. And we'll just say it all. like right now, and I'm doing that, our listeners can tell. If we're not literally these mics, we got to be right on top of them. But anyways, we'll keep going. So, and I also want to learn how I can use happens to. For example, did you happen to hear the noise? Thank you. Great question from this listener. We don't have the name, but we appreciate this listener.
Yes, this is a good question. Guys, we wanted to direct you just for fun over to All Ears English 1952, which was "Since When? Time Phrases for Sharing Your Past in English." So just a fun one to sprinkle in. Sometimes we just like to do that.
I love that. Guys, hit follow on this show right now so you don't miss anything. And don't forget that this episode is on YouTube, as are most of the All Ears English episodes these days, right? So if you guys prefer to watch us, you know, our funny gestures and our cool mics, you can go over to YouTube and you can watch there 4 days a week. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That's great. So let's talk about happen to. There are a couple ways that it's used, but we're going to focus on one special way today. So I said to you, did you happen to know the name of the mic? What did I mean by that?
Yeah. So this is an interesting construction that I think our listeners need to know, right? So I'm glad we're talking about this today. Do you happen to know the name of the mic? So it's kind of a way of taking the pressure off of me, the person being asked. And you're not saying, what's the name of that mic? Mm-hmm. Would you agree? Mm-hmm. That's the essence
of
that
question. I think so too. I mean, I could have just said, do you know the name of the mic? This
you could.
Kind of, I do agree. It's a little bit softer. So, and it's interesting because you could say, do you happen to know the name of the mic or did you? It's kind of interesting. You can use either in that situation.
Yeah, I guess you could. And that would be another episode, right? Where we could talk about putting did in there. If it's actually a present question, is that what we're talking about here, Michelle?
I mean, that's just for that one example.
So
like, so I mean, in the listener example, it was, did you happen to hear the noise? Right. So asked about, you know, a noise that already happened. So past tense. So that's clear. But how is this different from? Yeah. So did you hear the noise? So just giving another example of how is that different?
Yeah. So, well, actually, why don't you go for that, Michelle? Why don't you attack that answer?
Sure. It's basically saying that there's a chance that the noise wasn't heard. It's saying, is it possible? Like, is there a possibility that this happened, that you heard this noise? So let's go through some more examples. Sometimes that's just the best way to explain it.
Yes,
so what's the next example?
Okay, here we go. Did you happen to call my mom, or have you not had a chance yet? Okay. Mm-hmm. So did you happen to call my mom, or did you happen to buy tomatoes? Okay.
Right. So this is kind of saying you think that perhaps not, right? Like you think like, you know, we don't have a printer in my apartment. So whenever we need to print something, Dan prints it at work. And I can't tell you how many times he's left work and then said, oh my God, I forgot.
Forgot to print something. Yeah.
So I might when we're talking on the phone while he's coming home, or, you know, if he texts me, he's on his way home, I might say, oh, did you happen to bring home that paper? Because, I'm asking in a nice way and I'm thinking, you know, maybe there's a chance he did.
You're taking the stress. Well, that's very polite, especially towards your partner. Impressive. I feel like most people are like, don't forget to do this, right?
I didn't say that's what I do say, but maybe that's what I should say. I know.
Right. So did you happen? It's a light suggestion, right? Or it's and you're acknowledging that it's possible they forgot to do it or just didn't do it, right? Is that the key piece there?
I think so. It's like saying, is there any way that this is what occurred? Right. There could be other ways of using happen to, but we're trying to keep it focused today. So like with the noise one from the listener, did you happen to hear that noise? You're like, it's like a real genuine question. Like, I think maybe you didn't hear it. How do you think happen to sounds, Lindsay? Do you use it or do you think you use like more direct language?
Oh, I think it would really depend on who I'm talking to, how close I am to them, and how direct, how urgent the thing is. It kind of has an air of, this thing is not the most important thing because I'm not, I guess I would be more direct if it were super important, right? Yeah. You know, I might say to my neighbor, Don, I'd be like, oh, did you happen to see that someone plowed our sidewalk, right? Something, or someone cut the grass in front of our townhouses. It's not like the most important thing that he saw that. That's how I would approach this phrase.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I feel like I feel like I would use it a lot for if, like what I said with the Dan example, like if I think somebody may have forgotten something, like did you happen to read that article that I sent you, like
in a low pressure way, if you're trying to not put pressure on them, right?
Yeah,
be polite, indirect.
That's how I feel like I might use it the most. So
I think it's pretty indirect. It definitely has it. So either using it for indirect functions when you want to be nice, or when it doesn't really matter that much, right. Like I said,
right. A neighbor. Right. I agree. Yeah. I agree. It's low pressure. It's low pressure.
Low pressure. Yeah. That might be the key piece, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And then I said that we're going to focus, but now I'm just going to use it in another way, just for fun. So if we're not using it in a question, just with happen, how does this sound? Lindsay, could you read the example?
Sure. I happen to know the director at the company you are interested in. Let me introduce you. That's very useful.
Yes.
Connections. Yeah.
So what is this? What does this mean?
Okay. So this is different, right? This is different. This is when, so a substitute for this, what I just said, I happen to know the director. It just so happens, right? Similar, or it's a coincidence that you are looking to meet this person and, or you want to work for this company and I happen to know the director.
Right.
It's a coincidence.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a little surprise, maybe. Like a
surprise.
Oh, yeah. Like, wow. Or you could say, oh, I happen to have a free slot at 12 p.m. I usually never do. Are you free then?
Yeah. And here you're saying it's random. It's a coincidence again. You're lucky, right? There's some luck involved here, some fortune, don't you think?
Right. Yeah. 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 I agree. Yeah. So that's kind of another separate little way to use it.
Yep.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Okay, Michelle, that's interesting. So far we've shown our listeners kind of two ways to use it, right? In a question and then to show luck or circumstance or something good is kind of happening that I wouldn't expect.
Right. Right. And you already mentioned this, Lindsay. I love when this happens, when you kind of when you bring up an expression and then it's already written out because that goes to show that like it really is. I mean, when you think of it and I've already written it, it's like, you know, it shows that it's very natural and that we both agree.
Clearly, Michelle is not going to vocabulary lists on the internet to get, or dictionaries even worse, to get these phrases. We're showing you things that we actually say so that you guys can truly, truly connect. Okay.
Right.
That's the key. That's the whole reason Allers English exists.
Yeah. Right. So this one is, it just so happens, which is what Lindsay said. So what's an example of that?
It just so happens that I have one more piece of candy for you. Yeah. So maybe the kid was begging. It's like, oh, I really didn't get my candy, right? My brothers and sisters took my candy, my Halloween candy, for example.
Right.
They stole it, let's say. And you as the parent could be like, oh, it just so happens I have one. So again, it's showing the sense of luck. You're lucky.
Right. Right. Okay? Right. Right. Or it just so happens that I'll be by your office in the this morning. Want to get coffee? It's like a little surprise.
This reminds me of an episode we did on like, I'll be in your neighborhood. Remember when we talked about that, how not to sound stalkery?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that was a fun one. See if you guys can go back and find that one. But yeah, it just so happens that I'll be by your office this morning, right? Showing you don't do that every day. Maybe you have another appointment randomly. It's a coincidence that you'll be near that person. I love this.
Right. Yes. So there's so much more we could do here, but we could do a follow-up. So I know I said we'd focus and then I taught you more ways, but I guess I got so excited. But yeah, guys, it just so happens I have a new mic. So should we do a role play?
Yeah, let's do it. Here we go. So here we are, colleagues, and we are having lunch. So are you free tomorrow for lunch too?
I don't think so. Oh, wait, it just so happens my meeting got canceled. So yes.
Amazing. I happen to have a friend in town who would like to join us.
Oh, that's great. Hey, did you happen to get that file into Molly?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks so much.
All right, good. So, you know, life is full of these really fun moments that, and we can talk about this in the takeaway, but things happen coincidentally. And if you jump on those moments, it's great. You can take advantage of things, right?
Right. Yes.
So let's go back through this real quick, Michelle, starting at the top. You said, oh, wait, it just so happens my meeting got canceled. So what are we saying here?
Oh, we're lucky. Like something worked out. Oh, what a surprise. I thought I couldn't, but I can.
Yeah, exactly. And then I said, amazing. I happen to have a friend in town who would like to join us. So I'm just saying it's a coincidence that I have a friend here and we can have a better event. We can have a better lunch because this person could come. Right.
Right. Right. Right. And then I kind of changed the subject. I remembered something work. Hey, did you happen to get that file in Tamale? So somebody we worked with. So I'm saying, like, you know, I think maybe you forgot and I want to be nice how I bring it up. It's a little indirect.
That's great. Actually, this really shows a completely different use, but a very useful one at work. Right. Mm-hmm. Did you happen to do this? It's a way to check up to make sure things got done.
Right.
I would say, be careful you don't use it too much. Make sure that if you're assigning work to people, you don't want to, oh, did you happen to do this? It's a little light.
Yeah. Right?
But if you're not necessarily someone's boss, but you need to know if work got done, that would be an interesting time to use that. Because they're, right? You're equal.
Right. Like
at
here,
work
it sounds like we're friendly and we're also at lunch. So, like, I'm bringing it up in a light way, you know?
Exactly. And I just want to contrast this with kind of the opposite, Michelle. I know a lot of our listeners are super addicted to Allers English, and I love that. They listen 4 days a week. So could our listeners say, if a regular listener that listens every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, would it make sense if they say, oh, I just happened to listen to Allers English this morning? Would that make sense? What do you think?
I think if they are talking to someone about it and let's say they're talking to someone and that person says, oh, I listened to this show, All Ears English. Do you like it? And they might just say, oh, I just so happened to listen to it this morning. It's my favorite show. Then I think
it makes sense. Okay. Because the surprising piece, the coincidence there is that you're sharing that with that person. The connection,
like, oh, they brought it up. And then it's like, So the surprising piece isn't that you listen to it.
Right.
The surprising piece is that, oh, you both like, oh, I'm going to introduce this to you. You brought it up and I'm saying this. It's a coincidence. It's kind of funny that you brought it up. It just so happens that's my favorite show.
Yeah, that's perfect. I love that use. But if I'm just talking about my habits, oh, I just happen to listen to Allers English on Tuesday. It doesn't work because I do it every Tuesday.
Every week.
So I just want to nail home that we don't use this for habits, things that we do regularly that are not kind of a surprise. This is for those sensational, surprising moments. And I feel like it's especially useful for connections. You know, I mean, how many times we've done an episode on this before when we think back to all the connections that we've made in our lives through other people.
Yeah.
Right. You know, very common, again, as I think we mentioned this earlier in the episode, if you say, oh, I really want to get into the advertising industry. And you're at an event and someone says, I happen to be married to the president of CNN. Right? Great. So that's a very common place you might hear this in networking, I think, Michelle.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I think that's true. So this was a great question. A lot came out of it and we can even talk more about it in the future, but it's a good expression. It's a good way with happen to. You can talk about chance, possibility, or maybe surprise a little bit, or to take a little pressure off. So lots of things there, but definitely try this in your conversations, but don't use it all the time.
Yeah. I mean, what is life if we don't have surprises, if we don't have these sensational moments, Michelle, right? And if we don't have the language to highlight those, it becomes a little boring, right? So take advantage of the connection moment here. A surprise is a connection moment. So use this phrase. I love it. So
definitely. Good. Oh, this was fun, Lindsay. I hope you have a great day and I will talk to you next time.
All right, Michelle, take care. Talk soon. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.